All right. Welcome, everyone. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Community members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you're asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Back to you, Chair.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody. I would like to call the meeting to order, and I will start by taking attendance. Dominic?
Present.
Dr. Hawkins?
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Brett?
Present.
Thank you. Signe?
Present.
All right, so. I will start by asking for, did everybody have time to read the October 27th minutes? If so, I would like to make a request a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Any discussion? All right, so it looks like it's been passed. Thank you for that. And looks like we do not have any public comment.
That is correct.
All right, and are there any disclosures or recusals? All right, seeing none, we can go to new business, which is finalize and select the 2026 MLK Humanitarian Award winners. So, two things. So, myself and Brett have not completed our nominations. So I think we can go ahead and have a conversation with the three that have been shared, and then we will put our nominations in this afternoon. All right, you guys are so sweet. So this is my first time doing this as chair. I don't know how we want to go best about doing it. So do we want to just go one by one? Each person, or Mikkelin, do you have the scores already for the three?
Yeah, so I've tabulated scores. So if you'd like, I can share screen, show what the scoring is, and then you can have a conversation around each of the candidates if that's okay with you.
Yes, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, can everybody see that? I'm guessing everybody can see that.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. All right. So, should we go from, looks like, from what I can tell, Justice Castanea received 30 points. Does it say which category as far as?
Yep, so if I just move over quickly to the scoring tabulation, Castaneda is humanitarian.
Okay. All right. Any discussion around justice?
I believe that's our only humanitarian category this year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, you know, I wanted to say this. Yes, he is the only one in humanitarian category. But I think in some regards, in my estimation, that the nominators not for justice, but for instance, Jamal could have easily been in humanitarian area. Not that I would try to move him there from there. But, in terms of Lead, I could see him as emerging leader. We had leaders or youth leaders, but we didn't have anything about emerging leaders. And so I just really would have thought that Jamal Eubanks would have been in the category of emerging leaders. I had some real concerns about some of the others, to be quite honest. So that's Ms. Hawkins' take on it, okay?
All right, so thank you, Dr. Hawkins. So I guess my question is, how do we want, so should we do it based on how the application was presented and go from
I
there?
guess we would have to. I think we would have to go. We
Okay.
can make some changes in our discussions later.
Okay, yep. Okay.
And then also, I just want to say this in pass of we've had like two maybe a humanitarian and an emerging leader who's definitely someone who has made a presence in the community and when possible, a youth. So I just wanted to say that because I had some concerns about depth, and just depth in terms of the nominees and in terms of the whole notion of leadership. So we can go through all of the look at the scores, but I wouldn't have a conversation afterwards.
Okay, so maybe what we could do too, Dr. Hawkins, is like you said, I think we should go through everybody.
Yes.
Yep, so I think it's important that we go through everybody. And then I don't know if we wanted, so let's do that. Let's go through everybody. So let's start that way.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one I see is it as Asmi?
Yes.
Okay, ask me, Rain. And Micklin, can you tell us what category?
I'm sorry, youth category.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm going to rely on Dr. Hawkins, Dominic, and Signe to present their case because I haven't had an opportunity to do mine.
Okay. For Asmi Rain, I had that individual ranked kind of middle of the road. It's not in any way a reflection of their contributions to the county. I just did not get the sense of the nonviolence piece and some of the other criteria, which was kind of my concern when we were talking about criteria for youth, because it's really hard for young people to exhibit these ideals in a way that is appropriate to their age group and their social life as it is today, modern speaking. And so I just didn't feel like the application rose to the level where I would score higher, but I think it's a wonderful individual and great work.
Awesome. Thank you. Dr. Hawkins?
I concur. And to be
Yeah.
quite honest, I didn't see any difference between Ashmi, Sharia, Lithka, or Vicar. I mean, it seems like they all did the same thing for the most part.
And
I
were these?
just
I'm sorry, Dr. Hawkins.
I concur with
And
what was said.
were these carryovers from last year?
Correct.
These
Yes.
okay.
Ended it this year.
Okay. Dominic.
Yeah, I would just add that I agree with Dr. Hawkins in that my scores do not vary greatly between the youth leaders. They're largely sitting on that lower to middle level because I don't believe that the application spoke to, yeah, the ideals that we're hoping to find in a youth applicant. And I was hoping to see some variation in the scores from the rest of the committee to help sway me in some direction, right? But it looks like we're all very similar in that area.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Signe, were you going to add something?
Yeah, I was going to concur with Dr. Hawkins. I didn't have a real distinct standout candidate from 2025 for the youth category. I actually have want to nominate the youth category in the 2026 round of candidates, so I'll just wait. But as far as the 2025 candidates from last year, I didn't see quite a difference.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And so, who were the other youth for this year?
Yep, so it looks like we had Asmi, Rain, Shayura Gol, Likthi Bominai, Advika Bansal, Jamal Eubanks, Sarah Sophia Ramirez, and Saini Kittau.
Okay.
Yep, then we had two youth leaders, which were Ashley Villasane and okay, I'm not sure how to say
Yeah.
this name. I'll just say I think it's Dusa.
Okay. All
Yep.
right. Thank you.
And then Gift Akari, sorry. Yep.
Okay. So, how about if we do the remainder of the youth from this year, the nominees for the youth for this year, and then go to the next category? And I
Well,
think I might be.
I have a question, Ms. Banks. And also, you all can call me Gloria, okay? We are committee working as peers, or colleagues. I have a question about Jamal Eubanks. Is he the in the youth category or
I think I.
emerging? I think it said youth, but he's more of an emerging leader.
He is based on his age. So I think
And
with.
based on what he has done too.
Yeah, so I think for Jamal, we should be able to move him from youth to emerging leader just because he doesn't fit in the youth category.
Right.
I also did not have Jamal in the youth category. I know it says that, but I did not score him alongside with the other youth.
Okay.
And that's what I meant when I said I think that the nominators may have not understood completely. He has worked with you. Okay.
Okay. Yep. All right. So can we go to, I think Sarah was one of the youth, right? All right, so can we talk about Sarah?
Yes. So just to recap this year's nominations for you, well, for youth, we had Saini Kittau and Sarah, yeah, Ramirez.
Okay, thank you. So can we start by having a conversation about Sarah and then we can talk about Senny?
Denny, did you say?
Yes. So Senny and Sarah.
Yes, I have Sarah on my list as youth leader. Great impact in the community and county-wise. Didn't really flesh out for me some of the ideals as described and defined. So she didn't get a very high score for me, but awesome, great work.
Okay, thank you. And Brett, you have your hand raised.
Just a quick comment or quick. I think as youth, it can be a little bit of a struggle trying to figure out where you fit and where you are, and you're still growing as a person. So I think it's important to, who knows what kind of opportunities they've had to grow their leadership skills. And who knows what kind of things. I understand we can only factor in what's on the applications or what we have based as a commission, but sometimes I think it's all about the opportunities that you're given and the opportunities that you're presented with and how you make the most of them.
I agree. Thank you. Gloria.
Yes, I had some concerns over lack of specificity in terms of the nominators. Since we're talking about Sarah, right, and
Yes.
Cindy, I said she was a nice girl. She seems to be a nice girl with compassion, but it was really hard for me to see how under category one, exemplification of Dr. King's nonviolence policy, I didn't see an indication of that. Not that she hasn't done it, it's just that who would know, how would I know based on her nominators? Presentation. I liked her, the mentoring that she has done working with fifth graders. And I kind of smile when the name of this mentoring of working is W.E.B. I said, oh, W.E.B. Du Bois. But then it's not. And then I said, but and the interesting thing, maybe none of the people, including the nominator, would know who that is. I said, whoopee, isn't that interesting? But anyway, I did believe that she has overcome some challenges. When the nominator talked about how Sarah has addressed her learning. And the challenges, because she has dyslexia, and that the nominator talked about Sarah's response to dealing with the challenge. So I felt that she had overcome some obstacles rather. I gave her, now don't get me wrong, I probably didn't give her a high score, but I did give her a three. I fluctuated three or four. So I said, well, Gloria, maybe you're just being too generous. So stay with three. But I admired that about her.
Awesome. Thank you. Signe or Dominic? Signe, you went. You talked about it, right? Yep. Dominic?
Yeah, it's the same as that's already been said. The nominations are kind of, they don't really speak to that specificity a whole bunch and don't really speak to the ideals that we're hoping to have exemplified by an award recipient.
Okay. So two things. So does everybody have a different opinion regarding, is it Cine?
Different opinion about what?
So it sounds like we're not coming to a Nobody's coming rising to the top as far as the nominee for youth so far.
I have one that I like the most. I have one that scored the highest, if that makes sense.
Perfect.
So I still don't believe that I found one that checks all of the boxes, so to speak, when it comes to the criteria. And I think that's going to be a struggle for this committee, trying to find it, especially if the nominators are not providing those details. But my highest score for the youth was, I think, hold on, just want to make sure. Yeah, Dosa. Mamoune Dosa scored the highest for young leaders. I really had him in the youth category, but I'm not sure if he's young leaders.
Okay. So we have the three different categories: youth leader, emerging leader, and humanitarian. So is this young person falling under the youth leader?
If that person's falling under youth leader, then he's behind Gift of Caring. What's the highest score that I had on my score sheet for that category?
Was that
So
the
I'm sorry.
category that Dulce was nominated for, Signe? Do you know?
No, I think he was nominated for youth leader, and I because of his young leader, excuse me, but because of the application itself, I think I kind of scored him as youth. But when it comes to gift, that person scored higher. So I don't know if we're having a similar challenge like last year. I don't believe we awarded a youth because of this challenge.
And I think we talked about like 2026 spending time figuring out what we think, because I don't think it's fair to continue not to have a youth. I don't want to say fair, but I want to make sure that we're making it clear what we're expecting of the youth category. So then when we have people applying or nominating folks, then we
We
can have
can
more of a
also talk about that, I think, at another meeting too, not this one. But
Yep.
there has been a discussion over the years whether youth is really the appropriate, whether we really should be having youth, or if youth should be considered on this to be competing just like adults. That perhaps it's more appropriate to do something as it relates to youth at the Youth Call to Service program that we have from 12 noon to 5 on the holiday, because that there, I mean, the audience, it's youth, it's a program for youth. The focus is on service development, how you improve and grow and develop. So I forgot who said it. In some regards, these young people haven't had the opportunity to do some of the things or to really show how they indeed can address the categories that we. And the criteria, rather, that we have set up. So,
That
but
was me.
some of them have done, some things. I think that's so cute. I like that. Gift and Dosa, to me, we're tied. I
And they
like them both, though.
okay. So, and can I just say too, so that these are the categories: youth leader, emerging leaders, and humanitarian. That's what went out. That's what's on the nomination form. On this spreadsheet, it says either youth or young leaders.
And I think because the nominators did not clearly understand.
Yep.
And that was something that struck me right away this morning when I first looked at the score evaluation sheet and everything. It's like I have all these names, but how am I supposed to make an when I don't have any sort of information to be able to and I understand I got the criteria in my like I got the criteria, but how do I know anything about these people to be able to make an accurate, that's not very clear either. Like, I can't make an evaluation of people if I don't have any sort of background or any sort of knowledge.
And I think we're going to work on that, as Jasmine said, not this year. I mean, not for this, but for next year. I guess we have to go on what we have. And sometimes, like with everything, is what your nominator, how he, she, writes the nomination.
Yep.
Okay, so it might be just me and my brain how it operates. So you all tell me. So because we're on limited time, can we start with one category, go through who we think or who is your top pick, and then vote? And then can we go to the next category, who's your top pick, and we vote? And then the third category, who's your top pick? And we vote. Can we do that? Okay. So let's start with humanitarian, because it seems like we have, if I'm looking at this list, we have one person nominated for humanitarian. So I will say humanitarian category, and then you all tell me who's your top pick.
But we only have one, but
So the only reason I say that, Gloria, is because I want to make sure that nobody said, oh, I moved this person too. So.
you know what? I think that excuse me. I think Justice has done quite a bit. He's made an impact. It would have been wonderful if we had had some more nominees. And most of his work is exemplified. I mean, most of the things he has done that addresses the award are exemplified through his profession. But I like how the nominator shared with us that Justice has overcome some obstacles. It talked about his early life, how he has evolved. This I maybe I was reading into it. The public school system was not necessarily the best fit for him. He did not allow that to stop him. He found another way. He joined the Marines. And was in the Marines, I believe, 8 years, and then he went on and got his education in California. He came back to Madison. He has done a lot in terms of, in his profession, I feel, making an impact on Madison Dane County.
Thank you.
That's determination right there to turn to go from the public school to the Marines to the and then to come back and then to come back to Matt to not forget about Madison and come back. That's yeah.
And I
I
think that
also
also.
vote for justice.
Say that again, Dominic. I'm sorry.
Just saying that I also vote for justice.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Signe.
I agree.
All right. So can we say that justice is our humanitarian award? Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So next, can we do emerging leader? Oh, Michelin, I'm
Mike
sorry.
Glenn has her hands up, has
Yep.
her hand up.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Just wanting to check quickly, should we make a motion to approve that, or do you want to wait until we've selected all, We can make
potentially all through, to make a motion to approve that?
I thought we were going to get all the names and then make a motion
All right,
in the
thank you.
interest of time.
Awesome, thank you. All right, so the next one is the emerging leader, ages 18 to 30. So on the spreadsheet, there is not someone that's titled in the category of emerging leader. The only reason, oh, there, never mind. Well,
It's not like that on the nomination form either, to be
okay.
fair. It just says youth leader, young leaders, humanitarian, then leader, unrewarded efforts, and new initiatives.
That's true.
So I assume that the young leader is the emerging leader.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like the 2025 and 2026 nomination forms have like different categories. I think 25 says
Oh.
emerging, 26 says youth or young rather. So we'll just want to catch that for the 27.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at a 2025 form.
Right, because he was a carryover from last year.
Jamal was.
Yes.
Okay.
It does have emerging leader as a category, youth leader.
Okay. All right, so can we do the next group as emerging leaders?
Yes.
Okay, so who is everyone's top pick for emerging leader?
I think we only have one here, too.
Is it Jamal?
Jamal, I can make a case for him, but I've been talking too much, so I want to hear somebody else says first.
I am supporting Gift as the emerging leader,
Okay.
considering her work. First, I was really, moved by Agape through mentorship, that tagline in the nomination in relationship to MLK and the ideals to which we're speaking. I loved the volunteer work, and she was in an internship program, and she was active in mentorship and development, STEM specifically, because that's an emerging field for folks of color, and I thought that that was really profound. Let's see, what else did I make a note about her? There's also some language in here about her breaking some barriers in the IT intern program. I thought was also amazing. It's a him. There you go.
Right,
That
thank
was
you. Dominic.
I would also support Gift. I think very similarly, the thing that really got me about this application was Agape through mentorship. It is like the only thing that makes this real tie, I think, in the youth and emerging youth category to what we're hoping to find in a candidate. Inspiration beyond oneself and like what they're hoping to do for their own career, but how they're inspiring others and bringing people through the door with them. So I really did appreciate that. But I could be open to discussion too. So I am curious to hear Gloria and her response and justification for Jamal as well, because they scored similarly for me.
Thank you.
Okay. He's the only person I feel that should be considered in terms in this category. I was struck by how he seemed to have been to be given or has been given to the youth, the larger community, in mentoring, coaching. And God knows our children do need mentoring and coaching. And the different venues that he's done that, it seems as though that, and I may be wrong, it's hard to tell though, that this has been done outside of his work at Madison College. We don't know what he does at Madison College. So that also. I need to make a note of that, that we need to have them send in CVs or more than just a summary biographical, sketch, because it tells us and meant for many nothing. I also was taken back by the way in which he has also tried to promote education, not just mentoring and coaching in terms of one's development, but also in terms of being very proactive in terms of education. He initiated or helped to promote the HBCU college tours. I was also taken by the fact that he has overcome obstacles. He's a first generation college student. He's from Madison area. He has taken it upon himself as I think he's a person of color, maybe black man, I don't know, to really overcome some of those obstacles. That really hit me. And I have no, I didn't look it up. I don't know where Huntington colleges, and it doesn't matter the fact that he received an undergraduate degree and it says received two masters from Edgewood College. I don't know what they're in, but it seems as though that, and also he has published, he may not be a person that one would initially identify as this emergent as this leader, this person who's making a big impact, and he's coming into his own, an impact in the community. But I think that in some ways he is an emerging leader because he's understated. And sometimes we overlook those individuals that are understated. I was talking about this whole notion of being understated in another meeting a week ago, and I've talked about it before then too. Someone who's in Madison who has done extraordinary things, and I even said in terms of the impact nationwide, probably more so than anybody, most people then in Madison or Dane County, but the person is understated. I don't know if this would be Jamal, but I think Jamal is understated, and I feel as though that he is touching the lives of a group of young people that really need it and that he has overcome obstacles.
Thank you. So two things. My first question is, are Gift and Jamal, are they carryovers from 2025?
No.
They're both new?
No.
Okay.
No. Jamal is a carryover.
Okay.
Gift is new.
Okay.
He's a sophomore freshman at UW Madison. He might be emerging, but we don't know that. He hasn't had time. I mean, I like him too.
Okay, so I guess my next question is, how do we want to proceed with the emerging leader? Meaning, do we want to go based on Jamal is in his second year? Because I believe that if he's in his second year, unless somebody nominates him again, he will not move forward.
Right.
Do we want to make that the tiebreaker, or do we want to, how old, what do you all want to do as far as making the nomination?
For me, I think that Jamal is in the wrong category in that he's an emerging leader, but for unrewarded efforts, not and maybe gift is more new initiatives. I think that subcategory may provide some light as to how we can treat them differently and award them both. I
Okay.
agree with everything that Gloria said. Miss Gloria, I can't do it. Miss Gloria, I cannot just call you by your first name. I'm sorry.
Sig, I'm so glad
Okay.
you said that
You,
because it's
that's
killing me.
perfect. I could probably be your grandmother. That's all right. You can call me Miss Gloria.
Just because I agree with that, I feel like, yes, Jamal should move forward and, but for a different subcategory.
Okay. Dominic, how are you feeling about that?
I'm perfectly happy with moving Jamal forward.
Okay. And do we have a category that we want to put Jamal in?
Mean, just young leaders, unrewarded efforts.
Well, is he really that young?
He's
Like, see, we
so.
don't know.
So my daughter's 38 and he's around her age.
So he's not a young leader.
No.
I don't know
That's
if
why
he.
I think emerging leader for, I'm glad you even pointed out, for unrewarded efforts, the unsung heroes behind the scenes. Or just a leader, unsung heroes behind the scenes. We know Justin's is not behind the scenes, okay. But
So he doesn't fit within the age category that we're trying to give him an award under as like the emerging slash young leader. He
right.
is
Oh, that's
not
right. That's
30.
right.
Right.
Yeah. Just a leader, unrewarded, unsung heroes. One of the people that she definitely wasn't young, that received the award. I get the years mixed up. She was an unsung hero. She really was. She had done these things in the community. And interestingly, she came back. She was someone that was carried over from the previous year, and she was definitely making an impact in the community.
So two things. We have 9 minutes left. Crazy, I know, because we're done at noon. And I always like to honor people's time. So I just need you all to help me figure. Yes, Dr. Gloria.
Well, we're not making a motion. I guess we do that at the end, but I suggest that Jamal receive the leader for unsung heroes behind the scenes person. And then everybody else could disagree, but we're trying to
Dominic and
move
Siggy.
ahead.
Okay.
I agree with that. I think that's a fine way to move forward because Jamal should receive an award.
Okay.
I think the nominee just picked the wrong box, and we only had three overarching categories, and he only fits in the humanitarian spot now. We've already said justice should have that, so we're gonna, have to fix it.
Okay. Thank you, Dominic.
That sounds fine to me as well.
Okay. So then the next question is with gift, is there a different category that you want to put gift in?
He's youth, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's the right age.
He's in the right, okay, so he's in the right category. Okay. So do you all, so Dr. Gloria, did you have somebody else for youth?
Dosa, to me, it's a toss-up between the two of them.
Okay.
I agree. I had Dosa down, graduated from high school at the age of 16, currently at UW, marching band, academically inclined, STEM inclined, so definitely up there. I put him to the side as youth, but turns out he's really an emerging leader category.
And he's an emerging leader. Why? Because of
His
his
age.
age?
I
Okay.
mean,
Oh, he's
to
not
be fair, youth
17.
just says, oh yeah, he's not. He's 19, I believe. I think
Oh, okay.
he's 19.
And
Do you
Adosa, he has all the bells and whistles. I really liked him. He's a gifted young man. He's done a lot. He advocates. I said that he is a strong advocate for women and people of color in STEM, which we really need. He was involved in high school Model United Nations. I think he also did Black Student Union. Middleton High School, he's good. He's just a gifted child. He's in chemical engineering. I liked him. But I also like gift too. And gift may not have the apparent gifts that are talents that Dosa has. But he's done a lot, I think, in terms of using his ability and being involved in mentoring and volunteering. He's driven. He's driven. He just doesn't just take the accomplishments that he has acquired and just sit on his laurels. He really challenges himself. That being said, he had already been involved in a internship, and then he started working, I believe, at Park Bank. I may have the wrong bank. But he then also decided he wanted to do another internship to really, because and he already had a job at Park Bank, to really fine-tune his skills. That says a lot to me in terms of the drive. I think he's going to become not only a leader because he's gifted, but a leader because he's driven. He assesses himself. He looks at his strengths and weaknesses and wants to do better. I just really like that. In the vows, so I think he volunteers for the, maybe I'm getting the wrong child wrong, the Madison Youth Symphony. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but he does a lot of a volunteer outside of his studies and personal interests. Yes, he does. The Madison Youth Symphony Music Makers, which I really love, the Music Makers. And he does things just cleaning as a cleaner and lawnmower for his church. I liked him. He is a young man, I think, who's driven. Well, don't get me wrong, Dosa is too, but Dosa knows he's bright. He knows, and I love it. I love it. I love the fact that Gift also seems to be a young person that is not only driven, has developed an ability to make an assessment about his strengths and weaknesses and how he can continue to grow and develop. Maybe I read too much into it, but.
Well, I agree with you, Ms. Gloria. And his peers also awarded him Outstanding Leadership and Commitment Award in
Oh,
his
yes. Oh, I
2025
forgot.
internship. So it's not just, It's also his peers that really saw great things in him.
Yeah, my choice would also be for Gift. I had the opportunity to see him receive that award at a end of internship program that he did with Matum, and he is quite a bright young man. Not to say, Dosa obviously is, right? We know
Yes.
that's true, his many accolades, but to hear Dosa or to hear speak Gift, oh my gosh, to hear Gift speak was really powerful because again, you can see how intelligent he
Oh,
is.
wow.
Spoke
Thank
to a
you.
full room of program participants and their families and other guests. So it was pretty powerful.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
All right. So with that said, am I good to say that Gift is the nominee for the youth leader?
I would vote for him as
Okay.
the leader.
Okay. So I just want to make sure. Brett, did you want to say anything?
Just a couple of questions. Mike Lynn, do you I got a couple questions specifically for you. Is there a time to set up another meeting outside of this, or so I can ask the question specifically?
Yeah, we can do that, Brett. I will I'll send you an email after we're done, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So a couple things. So what I'm going to do is just read off the three that were selected. I'm going to still turn in my sheets, but because I didn't have them in by the deadline, I'm going to go with what we're going to go with today because I didn't meet the deadline. So I wanted to make sure that I said that out loud. That the three folks, we're going to honor the three folks that completed their forms. All right. So,
Absolutely.
okay. So I have Justice Castanea as the humanitarian, Jamal Eubanks as the emerging leader.
As
Oh, I'm sorry,
human,
the leader,
youth
the
unsung
unsung.
hero.
Okay, unsung hero, and then Gift as the youth leader. Okay.
What I had.
All right. So now I think I need to request a motion.
Hi, Chair, I move to nominate and award the individuals you just named. I have to redo it for you. Or I'm fine right here.
I think you're okay.
Okay. All
Yep.
right. That's my motion.
All right. Thank you. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Any discussion? All right, so it's so moved that Justice Castanea, Jamal Eubanks, and Gift Akeri are the 2025,
No.
26. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award winners. All right. Anything else for the good of the order before I ask for I adjourn?
Turn. Yeah.
All right. Michaelin, did you have anything before I?
No, we can go ahead and adjourn. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
We do. I
I'll
move
to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. All right. So the